2 Timothy 4:3 and 4 says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables." Each year, Easter Sunday rolls around, and before that, there's Good Friday. And many people go through the annual observance of Lent and then become sullen and almost mournful on Good Friday because they're told that's the day Jesus was crucified. Then Sunday morning comes along and there's a feeling of joy because Jesus is risen, and they're told that he arose on Easter Sunday. I'm sorry, but I just can't play along. I can't get excited about something that isn't real. Yes, Jesus was crucified. Yes, after 3 days, he rose from the dead. Every Sunday, we bear witness of the fact that he arose from the tomb alive, and in his nail-scarred body on the first day of the week, he appeared. But he didn't die on a Friday. His resurrection has no association with Easter, especially if that refers to the goddess Ishtar. And it's not possible that the anniversary of those events would happen on the same day of the week each year, as I've pointed out repeatedly. And if you get tired of hearing it, I don't apologize, because I've learned that it takes some people many times to hear a fact before they allow it to enter their minds permanently and take root. If it can get past that hard outer shell in the first place. The fact is, I was born on a Thursday. The date was September 18, 1969. That date of September 18, the next year, was not on a Thursday. September 18, 1970 was on a Friday. In 1971, it was a Saturday. I looked it up. And the fact is, my birthday didn't land on a Thursday again until 1975. Now, the same thing is true with Resurrection Sunday. That date was Nisan 18 of 30 AD. Even if you disagree with the year, we know that Jesus arose from the dead after 3 days and three nights, counting from sundown Nisan 14 when he was crucified, and that lands us on Nisan 18. That was a Sunday in whatever year it was. But Nisan 18, the following year, was not on a Sunday. And just like my birthday and anyone else's, the date of the resurrection would only fall on Sunday every few years. The idea of celebrating Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday as the actual date of the resurrection of Jesus every year is simply absurd. Now, at this point, somebody turns me off or they'll scoff and say, "I don't care. The important thing is Jesus is risen." Well, we agree that believing in the resurrection of Jesus is the important matter. But the reality is, Easter Sunday and Good Friday are fables. This absurd practice takes the very real historic event of the crucifixion of Jesus and his bodily resurrection from the dead and turns it into a fable. That's why I believe it's so important to emphasize the reality. Jesus was crucified on Nisan 14 and then rose from the dead on Nisan 18. Nisan 14 in 2024 is on Monday, April 22nd, and he was buried just before sundown of that day. And Jesus came out of that tomb alive, bodily, scars and all, on Sunday morning, Nisan 18. And in 2024, Nisan 18 is on Friday, April 26th. Now, I know we aren't going to fix the world and put an end to the absurd annual practices, especially in the Roman Catholic, Orthodox, and apostate Protestant churches where truth died centuries ago, or in the 20th century apostasy, if not sooner. But I want anyone listening to this preacher to understand the difference between the religious fables of Good Friday and Easter and the true history of the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. If you see this on April 26, 2024, then happy Resurrection Day. He is risen. He is risen indeed. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.